Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar-Free. First-round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Local people, local stories. This is the All Local from 1010 Winds.
I'm Susan Richard, and here are today's top local stories. Looks like a would-be robber picked the wrong people to mug at Penn Station yesterday. Let's get this story from our Glenn Shuck.
Husband and wife, both off-duty NYPD cops, boarding this LIRR train near Track 18 about 7 last night. Then this 32-year-old man tried to rob the husband. Now, during the scuffle, the wife then pulled out her service weapon and fired a single shot, hitting the suspect in his shoulder. The frightening scene in the midst of the packed evening commute. Charlton D'Souza is with the group Passengers United.
It's very alarming, you know, and nowhere is safe right now in this city. And we just need the district attorneys to start prosecuting people. I bet you this individual probably has a criminal record.
The married officers were headed home after working all day near the UN. As for the suspect, we're told he's been living in a shelter in Brooklyn and has 5 prior arrests. Glenn Shuck, 1010 Winds, 92.3 FM, outside Penn Station.
A shootout lands an Irvington, New Jersey cop in the hospital. Officers were called to the Gallery Holiday Hotel on Ball Street on word a man there had a gun and was holding somebody hostage. When they arrived, they were met with gunfire. One cop shot in the back. He's now stable at Rutgers University Hospital. 2 other officers were taken to the hospital as well for observation. 2 suspects are in custody. So far, no word on charges. It is some list of charges against Tabitha Bundrick. She's a 36-year-old woman accused of using fentanyl-laced drugs to rob 4 men in Manhattan, 3 of whom died. DA Alvin Bragg.
She robbed them of personal belongings, including their phones, money, and sneakers.
He says the incidents occurred in 2023 and 24. This was up in Washington Heights. Bundrick now looking at charges, including murder, robbery, burglary, and assault. What's going on in the New York City mayor's race? Well, listen to this. Allegations now by Republican Curtis Sliwa that billionaires backing Andrew Cuomo have been offering Sliwa bribes to drop out of the race.
That's the way they talk. Come on, Curtis. Everybody has a price. Curtis Sliwa doesn't have a price.
Zohran Mamdani telling reporters.
I can tell you that of Andrew Cuomo, Eric Adams, and Curtis Sliwa, I trust Curtis Sliwa's word the most.
Mamdani also addressing what's become a hot button issue on the Cuomo campaign trail.
I want to be extremely clear. I have never called for the legalization of prostitution.
Cuomo saying this.
He sponsored the bill, legalizing prostitution.
Well, here's the tape of Mamdani on February 2nd, 2021, in the state assembly.
While this bill does not decriminalize sex work, I would like to register my support for such legislation, my eagerness for that debate, and for my fundamental belief that sex work is work.
All right, what's going on there? That was after lawmakers passed a bill that overturned a 1976 state law that made loitering for the purpose of prostitution illegal. The 2021 legislation was designed to prevent trans women specifically from being inappropriately profiled by police. That bill was signed into law by then Governor Cuomo. There was a fatal hit and run in the city yesterday. This was near the main library on Fifth Avenue.
A couple visiting from Germany crossing the street in Midtown, both struck by a blue minivan that backed up into the crosswalk and then drove off trying to get away. An eyewitness from the scene tells us exactly what she saw.
People screaming, a lot of commotion on Fifth Avenue. And then we hear a car take off, like screech wheels, screech tires, and fly down Fifth Avenue.
Police tell us a woman, 50 years old, was pronounced dead on scene, and a man, 55, rushed to Bellevue, where he's being treated for his injuries. Police also tell us the driver of that minivan was found on 38th Street and 8th Avenue, where he was taken into police custody. Mary Lynn Buckley, 1010 Winds on 92.3 FM in Midtown.
Yeah, 40-year-old Mahami Abuzai of the Bronx now facing charges, including leaving the scene of an accident resulting in death. The 13-year-old who was shot in the head while walking to school in Cambria Heights, Queens, has died. This happened Monday in the parking lot of a Dunkin' Donuts, where police say somebody approached Sanjay Samuel in what cops believe was a targeted attack. Sanjay's mother outside Cohen's Children's Medical Center.
Sanjay was the most joyful son I had. My heart is overwhelmed. Grief for my Sanjay.
The family says Sanjay's organs will be donated. So far, there are no arrests. Anyone with information is asked to call Crime Stoppers, 800-577-TIPS. Uber and Lyft drivers to rally today outside City Hall over what they say is zero job security. Bhairavi Desai heads the New York Taxi Workers Alliance.
Every Uber and Lyft driver works under the threat of being deactivated because there is no law that would require that the companies need to have like a just cause, you know, a rational reason to fire the driver.
Councilmember Shekhar Krishnan is putting forth a bill that would mandate that those companies stop deactivating drivers from their apps without just cause.
They lose their livelihood, their ability to pay their rent, pay their mortgage, or support their families. This is fundamentally unjust. It is wrong for drivers who are some of the most essential workers in our city.
New York City has already passed a similar just cause bill for fast food workers. Ahead of Halloween, a new spot for fans of all things scary.
The Twisted Spine calls itself New York's first ever bookstore for horror fans. Co-owner Jason Mello.
I think people appreciate a place where you can go in and see books chosen, handpicked by real people, have people who really know the genre, who can recommend things based on what you like.
There was a two-hour wait to get in on day one. Mello says they didn't want this to be a Halloween store. Lex Lucena is obsessed.
My brother would come and see it being built and send me photos just because I'm like a very spooky loving girl.
She says it's a place to celebrate being different. Mac Rosenberg, 1010 Winds on 92.3 FM.
A major automaker looking to prevent this scary statistic. It turns out every 3 minutes a child is either injured or killed in a car crash in this country. Every 3 minutes, including kids being accidentally left in hot cars. Suzanne Johansson is a child passenger safety engineer at Chevrolet. She tells 1010 Winds all week they have been raising awareness as part of Child Passenger Safety Week, and that includes this weekend.
Saturday is the culminating event of what's called SeatCheck Saturday, where a lot of different communities and even Chevrolet dealerships will be paired up with a local coalition, offering the opportunity to meet with a child passenger safety technician.
Get more info at safekids.org. We hear a lot about Gen Z influencers, but a more mature personality is creating quite the buzz with her online dating advice.
Hey, girls.
Lori Cooper's online plea has generated more than 700,000 views across TikTok and Instagram.
Sit at the Bar September has made such a splash, girls, that I'm going to give you some more places for you to go and enjoy yourself. Get off those dating apps.
You're going to feel better about yourself, honestly. And I run into women all the time that thank me.
The feisty Brooklyn real estate broker gives advice, but won't give her age.
50, 60, what does it mean? It's not about my age. It's about my getting up and out.
Her advice, sit at the bar, talk to people, but make sure to cross your legs. Marla Diamond, 1010 Winds on 92.3 FM.
It was MTA highway officers to the rescue as a woman went into labor on the Whitestone Bridge. That was Monday when they were flagged down by the woman's husband. They grabbed their medical supplies. They delivered the baby right in the woman's car. EMS arrived. She and the baby are said to be doing just fine at the hospital. In case you're wondering, It's a girl.
Thanks for listening to the All Local from 1010 Winds. And for the latest news, traffic, and weather, tune to 1010 Winds, visit 1010winds.com, or download the Odyssey app to take us wherever you go.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
With Ring cameras, you can protect your home from anywhere. You're at baggage claim, and you get motion alert. Check live view and see a guy looking in your car window. Luckily, you've got floodlight cam. So you press the siren button and let 105 decibels do the rest. Problem solved. Home protected. Bag on its way. With Ring, you can protect your home from anywhere. Learn more at ring.com.
Street Easy asked former New Yorkers if there's anything they miss about life in New York City.
Let me put it this way. House with a home theater sounds appealing. But that's until you realize you no longer have a theater district.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, Street Easy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow, Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.